And you don't seem to understand. A shame you seemed an honest man. And all the fears you hold up dear will turn to whisper.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Serial Episodes Lane 12 of Lost in Translation Mon. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watched Serial Episodes Lane, Layer 12, which is called Landscape. Before we get into that, we'll do a quick recap on the last episode, which was more or less a clip show.
It's like 12 minutes of clip show. There, we recapped it.
Yeah, well, we also find out that Lane's not human, and then Lane restores Alice's reputation at school, and then she also appears as an alien at some point.
There's an argument to be made that she wasn't being told she's not human because of the contextualization that was given in the episode today.
Uh-huh.
She was told at the time, you are software, and your body is merely hardware, right?
Yes.
Well, in this episode, Lane says to Asami, is that her name right?
Alice. Gee, you were close.
Arisu, that's it.
Arisu, yeah.
Wow, I was really wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she tells her, no one needs a body. We are all software. And that's why you can transfer back and forth between the wired and the real world.
Yeah.
So there's an argument to be made that she wasn't being told she's not human. She was just being told what the nature of humanity is.
Yes, but I also watched this recap before we saw this episode.
What do you mean?
Before we saw this week's episode, I wrote the recap. So I didn't take what she said in this episode into account.
Right, of course.
But more or less, Eri was saying, yo, you're not human.
At the time.
At the time, yes. Which is when I wrote the recap.
Present day. Present time.
As for what happened in this episode, Lane's being weird in class, and by weird, I mean weird for Lane. Like, she's being...
She's acting all friendly and
nice. She's making jokes, and everyone's saying, oh, that's so like you, Lane. It's just like, it's a different Lane. It's like a normal Lane. Like, Lane was never shown to be a normal, well, quote-unquote normal person.
She was never social. They struggled to get her to hang out with them.
Like, she was always, like, standing there, and they're like, hey, you could stand to be a little, you know, put yourself out a bit more. And she's always, like, quiet, reserved, a little bit, like, looking off into the distance, daydreaming and not quite being there. But this Lane that we're seeing is, quote-unquote normal. She's acting like her friends want her to act. She's acting like her friends. She's laughing. She's making jokes. Her friends are talking to her like nothing's happened. And Alice is just watching because Alice knows that this isn't right.
Because she's the only one who remembers that everyone found out about her affair with the teacher.
Yeah.
And now it's been erased, and she knows that Lane knows, and she knows that she knows, and she knows that no one else does.
Yeah.
So, of course, she's aware that reality is changeable, and that it hurts.
Yes. And then there's some weird sort of bits where there's someone, I think it's the dad, like Lane's dad, talking on TV saying, we all love Lane, we all love Lane.
Is that who it was? I thought it was the same guy from the recap before. I guess there was never a person.
I know, I thought it looked like the dad, but I'm not entirely sure.
I didn't recognize the face, but in hindsight, it could have been.
Yeah. So the men in black are talking in the car, and they're talking about Eri, and one of them says that Eri's not dead, and then this guy in a car shows up.
Well,
and
no,
then,
let's take a step backwards. Let's discuss does it mean that he's not dead? And he says it never mattered that he had a body or not. And the implication is thus that similar to Lane and the messages she'd been getting, that means that, yeah, Iris is alive, but his body's not. He's in the wide, and that's sort of who God has been.
Like, is her name Chisa? The one who dies at the start and then says that you meet God and then you live on in the wired.
Yeah, I don't remember what her name is either.
Like, more or less, you don't need... If you're dead in the real world, you don't die in the wired.
Not now that it's more or less connected.
Yeah, more or less the wired is sort of becoming integrated with the real world. So dying in one world does not mean you're dead in the other, which is like the opposite of that. If you die in the wired, you don't die in real life or whatever.
It's not the opposite of, that's exactly what it is.
No, it's like you die in the wired, you die in real life. No, well, if you die in real life, you don't die in the wired.
Yeah.
Mm. And one of the men in black guys dies from a seizure. And then another one dies.
Well, after looking into the dying one's eyes and seeing Lane and then having a freak out and a spirit comes and murders him. And that's the end of the Men in Black, I guess. Which is amazing because they never did anything.
They were just kind of there.
They killed the knights, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, if we'd never seen them, I don't think anything in the show would have changed.
No. Then Alice goes to Lane's house. There's blood everywhere.
Is it blood,
destroyed,
though? It's pink and blue.
It's Danganronpa blood.
Is it, though?
Maybe.
Would this show hold back on blood? I don't think so.
It hasn't before, no.
So, we don't know what it is, and there's, like, mist or fog or steam, and there's, like, a being in the fog, and we don't know what it is, and it doesn't matter.
I thought it was the alien that we've seen multiple times.
It didn't look like it.
But it would make sense, wouldn't it, if it was the alien? Would it, though? We've seen the alien twice before. I feel like it's meant to be important.
But it always creeps around doors, not upstairs.
That's true. No, well, it's, yeah, into doors, like wearing,
also,
like,
it was taller than that.
Okay, yeah, it's usually wearing a jumper, and we didn't see that snazzy jumper.
That sweater.
Yeah. We then see Lane, and she's holding a bear, and she's covered in wires, and she's like, hey, what's up?
Well, like, covered in wires, like, someone had mentioned Lane once in, like, the most roundabout way possible about being, like, covered in wires, and I thought, oh, should be, like, there'll be, more like Ghost in the Shell, where, like, all the wires are actually part of a person's body. No, she has just a bunch of wires on the ground, and she was sleeping under them like a blanket.
Yeah.
And there's, like, two on her head.
Like, this is how, like, when it, like, building my computer felt. I just wanted to curl up under my wires. I was tired. It was late at night. I'm tired right now, too. I want to have a nap after this, but I can't. I've got things to do. So Lane's holding a bear, and I always do love that Lane has, like, this thing with bears.
She likes bears.
She likes bears. It's pretty cute.
Daniel Bryan would fight a bear, but she would hug a bear.
Yeah.
You should see that documentary, by the way.
I should. Then Alice asks why she kept her memories, but not everyone else's. Like, everyone, no one can remember her and the teacher, but she can, and she's stuck with these memories that no one else has. And she's saying, do you hate me that much, Lane?
Because it's like, oh, do you want me to suffer? And Lane's like, no, I didn't think this through at all.
Yeah, and Lane says, you're my only friend, and I love you. And Alice is kind of freaking out a bit. She's saying, I don't understand what you're saying, because Lane's crapping on about, like, oh, we're all programs, and you're all applications. And
so no one needs a body.
And Alice moves forward and kind of strokes her a little bit. It's like, oh, Lane, sweetie. I don't know a word of what you're saying.
I don't understand what you're saying, but I know you're wrong, is the best quote.
Like, honestly, this was what, 2002?
Yes.
I don't think I heard the word application back in 2002.
Again, it might be a translation thing.
No, it's application.
Oh, okay,
she
right.
She said it. She said the romanized version.
I wouldn't
I'm
know.
I'm just like, whoa. Like, I too would be like, I don't know what that is. Because, like, I only heard about the word application when it came to the iPhone in maybe 2009.
The iPhone didn't come out in 2009, did it?
I feel like it did. I feel like I was in, like,
I thought it was, like, 2005.
No, I feel like I was in high school, like, later on in high school. Like, maybe the middle part of high school. So, like, maybe year 9 and 10.
Holy crap.
Maybe
yeah,
2008,
maybe.
But I don't think it was that. I know that, like, I had, like, an iPod.
I feel like the first one came out when I was in, like, year 6 or something.
No, it mustn't have been. Everyone I knew had, like, Nokia 3315s back then.
No, everyone you knew had it because the iPhones were really expensive back then.
I don't think so.
Anyway, so she says this and Alice says, nah, mate, nah, you're still alive and so you should be. And then Lane starts to have a conversation with God in front of her and it gets real weird real quickly.
2007 was the first iPhone, so I was in year 8.
I got closer. 2005.
I said 2009, 2010.
Yeah, I said 2005 and 6.
Though it was the middle of 2007, so I was. And then that was the first gen, and then 3G came out in 2008.
Okay.
Yeah, continue.
Fact checking in the middle of the show ruins the podcast. So she's talking to God, and God's like, no, no, everything I told you was right. And Lane just goes, hey, so about this whole God thing. Are you sure you're God? And he looks like he's been punched in the face.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, at some point you were just a body as well. At which point, who was God then? And he's like, because his belief in himself is shaken, I guess. I guess that's what we're to take from this. And Alice is watching the whole thing, like, she's freaking out, and her best friend is talking to God. You know, how you would feel if your best friend started talking to God in front of you.
Yes. Well, she has completely legitimate reactions to what's going on. Like, she starts shaking, like, yeah, that's fair enough.
I think this whole scene is contextualized really well, is if you rewatch it, but you just imagine that Alice doesn't know anything that has happened to Lane and just thinks her friend is suicidal.
Yes, basically.
You don't need a body. It's like, no, you do, actually. Don't worry about
it. You can live on the internet. No, Lane. You don't die.
And then, to stop that impression, God coalesces into a giant ball of monster flesh and tries to murder them. To which Alice rightly goes,
And Lane is just, like, you know, stroking her, being a good friend. But also Lane doesn't seem too disturbed.
She's just calmly having a talk about it. Because then she uses her mind powers to have her PC eat God.
Yes. I thought it was the other way around. I thought that her Eri ate her PC.
For a second. But then, like, when it started, like, cramming the hands back into the center, I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was sort of, like, imploding.
Yeah, and then it's all broken. And her room is, like, kind of clean, except for the mass. And it's sort of implied that she's better now.
Yes, but we also have one more episode, though.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Will she get a normal life? Will any of this come round full circle and make sense?
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Same lane, channel.
Chan lane.
Yeah, I tried to make that one work. It didn't work in my head.
I could not either.
Same bat lanel. Oh, that's bad.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Present day. Present time.
Thoughts on this episode? Do you have any? Because
It was alright.
I feel like it was alright, especially like the end part was just like, I'm interested in what at the end. Like Ares all being like, I am God. And Lane's like, are you really though? And he's like, nah. And
I'm like, dead now.
And Alice is like, hey, what is going on right now? And no, it wasn't bad. I liked it.
Definitely not a classic anime series, but it had good bits to it.
Like, I'm still not fully understanding why people say that this is an amazing anime, but you know, I can, at points, I'm just like, oh, that's clever. Ish.
Yeah, once every couple episodes.
Or, you know, I don't understand what you're saying, but you're wrong.
Oh, classic. Now that's good.
That is good. Do you have any other thoughts?
No, I'm thoughtless.
Yeah, I'm pretty thoughtless, but it was good. Like, we don't have any complaints.
No, you know what? For once, I don't have any complaints.
Yeah, usually our opinion section is just us coming up with complaints.
Present day. Present time.
So next time we're watching Ego, which is the final episode of Lane.
Does that make sense? The ego? I mean, that's just the mind, I guess. Could be. They never go into the id or the superego, so we'll see what that even means.
Maybe. I'm interested to see what happens. We know we only have one episode left. Do you think you're going to be satisfied with the ending?
I think it's almost impossible that I could be.
So you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on the With the Will and a red thread in the Lane subreddit. And we would appreciate if you were to review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use. Ratings really do help people find about the podcast, so please give us a review. We also have a website. You can vote in our weekly polls, check out our release schedule, and check out our blog posts.
And you can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month, which gets you access to our listener Slack chat group, but there are higher levels with more rewards, such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who has a podcast called The Moncast, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chakmon, Hiro Olato, who's at Hiro Olato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who's Frost Magic and Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who's at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at BaguBaragadu@wordpress.com, Tom, Glitchcoat, Azrael McCool, Gene Hackmon, who hosts New World Sonata, a sci-fi fantasy audio drama podcast, Matthew, Anthony, who's at AntoClassic on Twitter, Lizmet, who is Elekmon on Tumblr, Sithobi, Elivorg, who is Elivorg on Tumblr, Sporky McForkinspoon, who hosts a Digimon podcast called Going Digital, Megan, Kyliek, Neobu, the Time Optimist, Silverhead Freak 25, who is at SHF25Tweets on Twitter, Harvey, Nicholas, and Anthony.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which you can find linked in the description. It is paypal.me/edgemon. Make sure to listen to the podcast. See you guys next time for our final Lane episode. Bye!
Bye.